The strategies themselves are culled from the writings and practices of the greatest generals in history, as well as the greatest strategists. They range from the basic strategies of classical warfare to the dirty, unconventional strategies of modern times. The program is divided into five parts: self-directed war, how to prepare your mind and spirit for battle; organizational war, how to structure and motivate your army; defensive war, offensive war; and unconventional, dirty war. Each section is illustrated with historical examples, not only from warfare itself, but from politics, culture, sports, business, showing the intimate connection between the military and the social. These strategies can be applied to struggles of every scale: organized warfare, business battles, the politics of a group, even personal relationships. Finally, strategy is an art that requires not only a different way of thinking, but an entirely different approach to life itself. Too often there is a chasm between our ideas and knowledge on the one hand, and our actual experience on the other. We absorb trivia and information that takes up mental space but gets us nowhere. We read books that divert us but have little relevance to our daily lives. We have lofty ideas that we do not put into practice. We also have many rich experiences that we do not analyze enough, that do not inspire us with ideas, whose lessons we ignore. Strategy requires a constant contact between the two realms. It is practical knowledge of the highest form. Events in life mean nothing if you do not reflect on them in a deep way. And ideas from books are pointless if they have no application to life as you live it. In strategy, all of life is a game that you are playing. This game is exciting, but also requires deep and serious attention. The stakes are so high. What you know must translate into action, and action must translate into knowledge. In this way, strategy becomes a lifelong challenge and the source of constant pleasure in surmounting difficulties and solving problems.